Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic, China. Not talking crockery. Maddie Thompson has the rundown.
We're going to be talking to Tom Powell, who's a private investor who's been going to China to look for money.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Scott Bensing and Marcia Burke-Bigler. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, welcome to the program, Tom Powell. He is the Managing Director of Resolute Capital Resources. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you.
The reason we wanted to talk to you was that you're doing a majority of your business now in China. And we wanted to kind of get a handle on boots on the ground, as it were. What do Americans not understand about what's going on in China these days, business-wise?
You know, Sam, one of the interesting facts is, as I exit an airplane in most any major city in Asia, is Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, HSBC, has a sign that says, every minute, a new millionaire, U.S. dollar millionaire, is created in Asia. And what most people can't comprehend, especially here in the West, where we're still having all these economic challenges, is how is that possible? And it's possible because of they're going through somewhat their industrial revolution that we went through. And so that wealth is being created continually throughout the markets by the people that own and run the businesses.
And over the last 30, 40 years, we've seen a change in the economy from a rural economy to a more industrial economy, correct?
Absolutely. And a huge urbanization. You know, it's reported that they're building cities to the size of inner Chicago on an annual basis.
It really is phenomenal. I was there in the year 2000 in Hong Kong and Macau, and it was just stunning to see in Hong Kong and then the border with China that you just saw row after row after row of 50-story skyscrapers that were housing. But it was just amazing that, just like it was in Las Vegas a few years ago, the crane is kind of the national symbol.
No matter what city you go into, And it's not just China, but it's greater Asia is throughout that way that you have construction going on. And the quality of construction continues to improve. I mean, you have your top architects and top designers and top engineers in the world have flocked to Asia because that's where they're getting to practice their trades.
You know, kind of a bizarre sidebar here is that architects from the United States are being invited to go to China and design luxury accommodations, private residences, but with no guidance in particular from the people who are hiring to build these multi-million dollar spec homes.
Yes. Yeah, it is the quality. I wrote recently that you have to see it to believe it. And when I came back the first time from visiting Asia and I'd show people the pictures, they almost didn't want to believe it. And this last trip, my wife went with me, and it was marvelous for her to actually see and experience and visit each of the condos, each of the houses, and see the quality that is there. And it's a monumental jump that the U.S. hasn't seen in quite a while. But if we just go back in our short history, you see it during the Industrial Revolution as we went to cities, and you see the growth of Manhattan, and you see the growth of San Francisco even. They're doing that just on a much larger scale.
A business associate of Tom's and mine, Gene Humphrey, has a business that 80% of his business now is in China. It's International Test Solutions. It's a silicon for testing chips. And he's saying now that he used to have 80% of his business in America. Now 80% is in China because of the manufacturing sector. Now, you're in capital. You're in private equity. What's leading you to go to China and explore options?
Randy, as the wealth continues to grow there, we saw that they recently raised again rates in China, and we talk about QE2 and what's going on with the currency. Inflation is a big challenge for China. As the wealth continue to get wealthier and they invest and they have limited access to what they can invest in, they need to find external sources. Very similar to Japan in the 80s. And one of those opportunities for the U.S. is to actually get that capital enticed to come over to the United States. We have a lot of opportunities here from especially real estate, where you have real estate here 20-30% below value, cost, replacement value. So not just what it was at the peak of the boom, but where it is today. And so they like real estate, and U.S. real estate is enticing to them.
But aren't you already then selling off more of our assets to China? Isn't there? We're already concerned on the federal level of them holding all of our T-bonds. Now you're selling them our real estate and our homes. Aren't you a little worried?
You know, I think the better each country does, the better each country will do. And maybe it's a little bit naive, but the reality is, as we learn more about each other instead of putting up barriers between countries, the more they travel here, the more we travel there, the more we exchange intellectual ideas, and the more we become friendly with each other, the less likely we are to have wars.
Well, also, 30, 40 years ago, the biggest investors in the United States were the Dutch.
Absolutely.
So this is not really a new phenomenon. It's just part of what goes on around the world. One of the things that I find interesting, too, is that the Chinese people, even though they're increasing in wealth, they're not spending their money.
No. They have very strong habits of savings. And part of that is because they do have... step back for a second. I'm interested... each time I travel to a foreign country, how few protections they have for the common citizen. And so you'll be walking along a street and there's a, you know, sharp drop off and there's no big sign, there's no attorney waiting to sue you when you go there. And partly because it is an ingrained belief that if you trip, it's your fault, not the person who built the road, but you should be paying attention and seeing what's going on.
Really? Wow.
Personal
not the nanny state.
Okay. Yeah, it is not a nanny state, even though it is, again, a very controlled oligarchy, you know, model. Each person has to have personal responsibility. And since 1911, you've seen multiple revolutions, not just, you know, what we think of Mao Zedong. You've had numerous revolutions. So as a business person, they're putting their capital aside so they can take care of their family. They're also putting their capital aside because there's always instability. It's just like any other country. Something can change. And so they want to put that away for a rainy day.
All right, let's take a break. More with Tom Powell. Fascinating topic when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tom Powell. He's the Managing Director of Resolute Capital Resources, and we're discussing his involvement in China.
Well, just today, NPR had a story about college kids, new college kids, saying that they thought college was going to be tougher. And I know what you're exploring over there as well is the educational system in China and how they're, you know, kicking our butt, frankly. Have we dummied down education in America, or has China just got something that we just can't figure out how to emulate?
You know, it's not that we've dummied down, because our K through 12 has systemic challenges within it, but our higher education is still in many regards the best in the world. And the thing about education is it's very portable. They can come here, they can learn, and it's not just China. They can go back to their own countries. One of our challenges with the higher ed, and President Obama did use this in his speech, although we've been saying it for the last several years, is as soon as they get educated, we kick them out of our country.
Hey, that's insane.
It is absolutely nuts. Because they're friendly to our country. I mean, even while they're going to school here, we don't let them work or get involved in the process of, you know, the ideals of the United States. And so it's not so much that they're kicking our butts, it's that they're far more disciplined, and they also have a much higher expectation. The way you become successful, the way you become wealthy there, in most cases, is through education. The rurals especially celebrate when someone goes off to a top university. The whole town. It's not just the parents are excited or anything else. They'll celebrate for that. And that concentration on saying, you're the best, you're the brightest, instead of saying, oh, no, everybody needs to be equal in it. It's a much different approach to it.
Are we looking at changing? I know it's the B1 visas, I think it is, that are for the intellectual folks that can come here. Are we changing that at all? Has there been any kind of movement toward that?
The whole immigration process is up for debate right now, and it makes it interesting. I do think that they'll make it more lax as far as what they can and can't do as students. The challenge is that you have multiple immigration issues that get blended together. And so they say, oh, we don't want illegal aliens. Well, of course we don't want it, you know, that scenario. And we want to have the best of the best come here. Well, who decides what the best of the best is? Mm-hmm. And it's a complex process. I do believe that through this economic downturn, we will see the best of the best continue to come to the United States for our higher ed. And one of the most important parts of that is if we can keep that talent here, whether they partly live in a foreign country in China and coming back and forth doing business in the United States overwhelmingly benefits from that. UNR would not have won had we said, Chris Ault, you can only recruit from Reno High School and Wooster High School, and you can't go outside and get excess talent. Google could never grow. No company could grow by just internal. You have to attract the best of the best.
Yeah, talking about the visa issue, that's also a problem for us with getting people to come over from China as gamers. You know, it would be much better for Nevada companies that are involved in Macau, for example, in Singapore. The tax rates there are much higher. It would be better for them if somebody wants to lose $1 million to lose lose it in Nevada, where the taxes are much lower, than lose it over there.
Yes.
And the visa problems are horrendous.
It is, and it's interesting. If you're a Singapore citizen, you pay a premium to actually walk in the casino.
Yes.
Okay, and they have a special section that you can game
like
in or go out.
Right.
And that alone is in the multi-hundreds of millions of profit on a city island that has approximately 6.5 million people.
But part of that, too, is that they don't want their ordinary citizens losing all their money, so it's kind of a disincentive.
Right.
If you come in there on a visa as a tourist, which is the main idea of the casinos there, there's no charge. And if you're a player at a certain level, there's no charge. But for the ordinary folk, they just don't want them.
They just don't want them in. And they don't want the social
money.
Ills from that, which is interesting. Because gaming is one of the models that Las Vegas, Atlantic City, we saw it from Reno. When I was growing up as a kid, Reno was the gaming site, and Vegas was expanding and was bigger than Reno, but Reno was still a central place. We had the groups coming through and the top performers, and gaming was a significant part of our economy. We can see here how much you can get impacted by that. Las Vegas has to pay attention, the rest of the country needs to pay attention, because that is a competitive advantage we have, but it's not solely to our shores.
Well, part of this economy you were talking about in China is the growing gap in income. And you're saying that the average person makes $2,000 a year, but the price of a condo is $2 million. Who's buying the houses? Who's actually building this economy? Is it on the backs of very cheap labor?
Well, it's a very complex economic. If all of a sudden you started paying people at the lower scale a tremendously amount more, and there would still be a disparity of who was working and was it urban or was it within the manufacturing sector or where was it, you would have runaway inflation. And if you have runaway inflation, one of the things you will have, again, is massive riots, and you will have a turnover in government. They have a saying in China about the emperors, that the emperor's job was to take care of the people. They had the divine reach down and say, you're the emperor because you have the ability to take care of the people. And as soon as that was perceived as not being true, the dynasty would change. And you saw it a number of times. And I think that the government that's in power today truly knows that. The party as all is still less than 20% of the overall population. They can lose power very quickly. And so the way to do that is you've got to have steady growth.
But you've got about 300 million Chinese who have the ability to travel, have the kind of money to be able to go around the world, correct?
About the size of the United States.
That's stunning. Well, it's a great topic. We'd love to have you come back and talk more about
Absolutely.
It because we've only scratched the surface. But thank you very much. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
What's the human cost of the state's budget crisis? We'll hear from Health and Human Resources Director Mike Wilden and Ways and Means Chairman Debbie Smith about the next impossible choices facing lawmakers. That's on the next Face to Face.
After the age of 40, most women get into the mirror and they do a little temporary fix. When you have the quick lift done, it's not a temporary in the mirror thing. It's lasting.
Look completely refreshed and years younger in one easy step.
I feel amazing. I never thought a quick procedure could be that easy and have such a great result.
Be one of the thousands of women just like Janet who are enjoying the lasting beauty of the quick lift. Call 1-800-321-LIFT today.
Accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Marsha Burt Bigler is here, partner with Nevada Business Strategies, and Scott Bensing, principal with SB Strategic. And I wanted to start out just pivoting off what Tom was talking about. You know, Senator Reid has made the point that he wants to see immigration reform start up again in this Congress. Where do you think we are with that?
Well, I think it depends on how you define immigration reform. I think
comprehensive
immigration reform seems to always end with us giving out U.S. citizenship, and I think if that's part of the mix, I don't think we get there. I think, you know, we've always talked about securing the borders. We've talked about what to do with the 12, 14 million people who are already here, many of which are, you know, very productive and raising families and working hard and are looking to do the right things. We can't deport them. I don't believe anyone believes we have the ability or the will to do that. But we have to have some way to for us to know who is in our country, who wants to come in, and we've got to have control, not just from an economic point of view, but from a security point of view. So the things that Tom was talking about, I mean, there's all kinds of engineers and very smart people that we ought to expand immigration, legal immigration. But on the illegal immigration front, citizenship is the real sticking point. I think it'll continue to be.
Don't you think, though, that we should get to a point where, as you say, we want to know who's in the country? Don't we need to set up some kind of program where the people who are here, we can ID them, we can get them insurance, or not get them insurance, but they can get insurance for driving automobiles? I mean, there's all kinds of things that would benefit us as a society.
Sure, I think there's ways to legalize their being in the country. I don't necessarily believe that legalization becomes U.S. citizenship.
When immigration passed under Ronald Reagan in 1986, mm-hmm. It was not instant citizenship for people. I mean, it was a long path. There was a temporary residency, then followed by several years later by permanent residency, followed several years later by the chance to become a citizen. Isn't that a common sense approach?
It is a common sense approach. The problem is, what else did they do? Nothing. They didn't stop it. Now we have exactly the same problem now that we had then. We didn't fix what happened to how they're getting through our porous borders or how they're coming into this country. We didn't fix that problem. And that's really what, in my opinion, immigration reform is all about. It's not that I think if there's 16 million people here who are here illegally and they're not criminals, and they're not, you know, they're productive citizens, that I think they should be shipped back. I don't. I think productive citizens should have citizenship. But then what do we do about the next 16 million who come here? And, you know, sooner or later, you have to resolve that problem, and that's not being resolved.
And isn't the problem the shining city on the hill, which is, as long as America is a place where you can make a living wage and send money perhaps back to your family, that people are going to come here no matter what? If you build a fence, they're going to get a catapult and be flung over. They're going to dig a tunnel underneath. They're going to come by the waterways. They're going to come here and outstay tourist visas. I mean, that problem is never really going to go away.
Well, very true.
It's market-driven. And look, you see the downturn in the economy. You see what's happened to illegal immigration. It's gone down accordingly. The market drives it.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of people have gone back to their home countries. And it's not just Mexico. It's people coming here from all around the world. And there is a natural when the country of Mexico empties out so many of its young people to come here, countries in South America and Central America start moving up to take those positions. So,
Right now we're not that shining city on that hill with the highest unemployment,
that's exactly right.
With the foreclosure rate, with the bankruptcies, and yet I am so frustrated as the number one issue the House Republicans are taking up right now is cutting funding for Planned Parenthood. When all the things that we should be addressing and they're focusing on Planned Parenthood, I mean, look back at your years in Washington, isn't it a little frustrating that they move into a leadership position that they're saying it's the economy, stupid, and all their focus seems like they're focusing their efforts on these videotapes of Planned Parenthood and doing a sting on Planned Parenthood?
Oh, well, I've been watching what the House leadership's been talking about, and most of it's been jobs and health care, as far as I'm concerned. They're going to have a vote next week, I believe, on defunding implementation of the health care law, which is something they campaigned on, something they ought to do, I think.
Great symbolism, huh?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a good. It's not a good bill. Bottom line, you don't change our health and our health care by amending the tax code. And I think the best thing you could do is just throw it out and start all over again and do a comprehensive change. But I agree, we need to fix the system. But this was not the way to do it.
All right, I just think, you know, there's so many pressing issues. But anyway, let's move on. Bill Lerner of Union Gaming put out a piece yesterday that was a quick take on Las Vegas Strip December visitation, and he says that all signs underscore Strip recovery at hand in the context of now 16 consecutive months of improved visitation, or flat in the case of February, improving Strip gaming revenues, Strip up 4.5% year to date, generally increasing drive-in traffic, stabilization of passengers at McCarran, and an upside in January's early convention attendance. Numbers are all pointing towards recovery on the Strip. That's got to be good news.
I think it has to be good news, but
Why'd you have to throw a butt in there?
Yeah.
Well, because we were at Directions last week.
Yes, and how does it move over to jobs? And can Nevada really recover the glory days of gaming? And we were at Directions last week, and it was very clear from even the gaming people who were there that Nevada will not go back to the really glory days of gaming, where gaming essentially paid the tab for everything that happened in Nevada. Nevada has to look at other types of jobs. We have to expand. And so really, what do we need to look at? We need to look at what's going on in education, and we need to go other directions. There's so much that could be done. There's all kinds of stimulus money that for business growth that the feds have that Nevada's not even participating in, because we don't have any infrastructure to go after that kind of money. And so that's one area that I personally think Nevada government needs to look at immediately.
Would you respond to that in about 15 seconds?
I'd be happy to. And I think other than gaming, we've got a lot of industry sectors that we do better than almost anybody else. We're talking data centers,
right,
call centers, logistics, defense industry. All those things we can do as well as anybody in the country.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you both very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
People choose Ashley Furniture Home Store than any other store. Get more without paying more now through President's Day. Like this queen bed. Why pay $700? It's just $249. Choose up to 4 years interest-free financing, or save with a discount equal to your sales tax, plus 1 year interest-free financing. Or get an HDTV with any qualifying furniture purchase. Now through President's Day. From the number one name in furniture, Ashley Furniture Home Store.
A double down tent event at Internet Auto Rented Sales. Bring us $2,000 and we'll double it to $4,000. Bring us $4,000 and we'll double it to $8,000 down. With hundreds of late model cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock, there's no better place to buy. And with our double down offer, there's no better place to spend your tax return. It's the double down tent event, and it's going on this week at Internet Auto Rented Sales.
Thanks for watching. Coming up next time on Newsmakers,
we'll have President Milt Glick from UNR. We'll see you then.